We're not here for the fun. We're not here for the frivolity. We're not here for your football foolishness. We're lifting up Jesus Christ. Did you know he's coming back in flaming fire? Ma'am, if you're with Jesus Christ, sir, if you're with Jesus Christ, what are you here in this worldliness for? James 4:4 says you're an enemy of God. You can't be of the world and claim Jesus Christ. A lot of church-going Christians here saying amen. A lot of church-going Christians are going to lose their soul living in their wickedness, their sin, and their debauchery. Our master talked about no man can serve two masters. He's going to love one. He's going to hate the other. Question for you, UW lacrosse, football fans and students. Who are you serving this day? What are you living for? Judgment is coming for you. Jesus died to call you to himself a holy people. Holy means to be set apart for the kingdom of God. You're not set apart while you follow your flesh. You're not set apart while you keep man-made traditions. Jesus said, the traditions of men make your worship of God in vain. No one's going to enter the kingdom of God just believing. Even the demons believe and tremble, the Bible says. The world is at the mercy of Satan today. The college culture is an antichrist false way. And Christ is going to come and separate his sheep from the goats. Christ is going to come. He's going to part the clouds. He's going to come in flaming glory. And he's no longer the baby in a manger. He is the flaming lion of Judah. And his judgment is coming and is swift. Asking our neighbors today, folks, what are you living for? Are you living for football that God hates? Are you living for the culture?
I'm living for beer.
Drunkenness and beer drinking is not going to enter the kingdom of God, sir. Football, covetous, violence, I ain't going anywhere, sir. I'm preaching the gospel. You go away because I love you. Go away into the word of God, sir. Go away into the scriptures. Go away and repent and find eternal life in Jesus Christ. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Open the Bible today, neighbors. You will see what the preacher is telling you is true. You're going to see that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Folks, did you know the wrath of God is coming for you lest you turn and repent? We love our neighbor, so we're telling you the truth. I know everyone's awash with football frivolity. Everyone's awash with carnality and sin. But we love our neighbor enough to tell them the truth. That's true. If you show up at church and you live a worldly, carnal, compromised life, you're a stench before a holy God. God does not want your scrap on Sunday. God does not want what you offer him. God wants holiness, righteousness, truth, goodness. These are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But if you follow your flesh, you're leading to death. Romans talks about it. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk according to the Spirit, not the flesh. If you're living according to the flesh today, you have no hope of eternal life, neighbors. You're indoctrinating your children. You're indoctrinating each other into the kingdom of Satan. Yes, Satan runs this world, folks. This is his culture. This is his way. You have to repent and seek Jesus Christ, who shed his blood and rose again. So we come here to love our neighbor. Christ told us to preach the biblical gospel. Christ told us to warn those who are on the broad road to destruction. You are definitely on the broad road to destruction. You are definitely an enemy of God as you live for your flesh. You see, there's two kingdoms, neighbor. There's a kingdom of God in Christ, and there's Satan's culture, which includes the church system, which includes the college system, which includes sports, entertainment, politics, pride and vanity and fashion. All of this is what is called corruptible. Are you living for the incorruptible, Jesus Christ and his word? Or are you living for the corruptible? You're living for flesh and carnality, fun and foolishness. Colleges are not designed to draw you closer to God. Satan has designed the college systems and the churches to pry you away from the foundation of Jesus Christ. We see the fruit of America. We see it all over. The fruit of America. It's a paganized, now it's a sodomized, it's a feminized, it's a materialized nation. That long ago and never was a biblical nation. America's never been a biblical nation. America's founded on war and killing over a 3% tax and Masonic values. It's not rooted in the truth of Jesus Christ. It never was. If you'd open your Bibles, you'd see the great danger you're in, that the wrath of God is coming. You must repent. You must come out of the world. You must come out of every false way. You must seek Christ in spirit and truth with your time. The Bible says, redeem your time, for the days are evil. You're not redeeming your time as you live after this life. You're not redeeming the time as you follow the culture. You're not redeeming the time as you follow Satan's systems. Sports that sweep you away into pride and covetousness. Let's talk about that. Covetous. Hey, today you want to win a football game over another team. Go read Exodus 20. Exodus 20 says to be covetous is one of the Ten Commandments. That means the wrath of God is coming on your covetous ways. You have to repent and seek Christ in spirit, in truth. And Jesus said in Matthew 10, lest you lose your life, you cannot find it. Have you lost your life completely, neighbor, to seek after God who shed his blood for you? You're breathing his air today. You're walking on his footstool. You're using his gravity. You're using every heartbeat he gives you. Yet, what do Americans do? They trample the blood of Jesus Christ living in sin. How wicked and corrupt this American nation and the world is. That's why the wrath of God is coming. Flaming fire will destroy the enemies of God and the worldly people that live in lies and carnal ways. That would be the UW system and the American culture. Every day you ignore the truth of God and you live like the world, the wrath is going to get hotter. There's an invitation. We'll talk about that invitation.